of your people, Jesus. Just tell the Lord that you love him today. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Oh, we abandon all and give all to you today. We surrender, God. We surrender to you this morning, Jesus. We surrender to you, Jesus. Be enthroned on the praises of your people, God. And open up the heavens. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, oh God. Kingdom come, your will be done, Jesus, on the earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, Jesus. We're here to worship you, we're here to worship you and adore your mighty name, oh God. Oh, how we love you, oh, how we love you, oh, how we love you. We are here for you. We are here for you, Jesus. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Open up the heavens here today, God. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus.
Your glory,
yes we do, Lord. And so let the fire of heaven fall on me, Jesus.
You know, we pray for the Lord to open up the skies, and now I believe that opens up the door for us to respond. I'm going to ask the prayer team if you'll come forward, those of you that were designated to be up at the altars today. And in a moment, we're going to offer an invitation for anyone in here who has come in with a burden, maybe not even just for yourself, but for someone else to respond to that. We just prayed, open up the skies. Lord, send your blessings. Now, church, let's respond to that. We pray one thing, then let's act on that very same prayer. Before I do that invitation, we have a request that's come from someone in the community. 8-year-old Braxton Green, I think he lives up by Pastor Jim, has been diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer. So they've reached out for prayer. So we are going to pray a radical prayer right now. If you believe by faith that Jesus is Lord of miracles, that he's Lord of these things, then I'm going to ask that you get vocal with me in this moment, and we pray for the Lord's favor. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your goodness.
Jesus.
It's hard to see your goodness sometimes because we're clouded by things in our lives. Right now, Lord, this just isn't a cloud. It's a death sentence. But Lord, in you is life. You are the giver of life. You are the one that breathes air where there's no oxygen. And in this diagnosis, Lord, it's almost like the sentence has been made. But on behalf of Braxton, your people are lifting up a prayer of faith, that we will believe that in the name of Jesus, you can move in this boy's life, Lord. We pray that the cancer in Braxton, Lord, would start to be taken away, Lord, bit by bit, piece by piece, that by the blood of Jesus, Lord, that you would touch this boy. And Lord, we lift him up to you, not just in prayer, but in heart and in action and in worship, God. We want to worship for things that are not yet. And this thing, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus would happen, because we are those that stand redeemed. We are those that have been healed. We have seen the effects of prayer. So, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that this cancer be cursed in Jesus' name. He wouldn't be cursed, but curse it in your name, Jesus. Heal the boy, we pray. In your mighty name, Jesus, we ask this. Amen. Church, say amen. Okay. And now the invitation is up to the church. Open up the skies, Lord. If you've come in with a burden yourself, and or for someone else, then respond to that burden. Come forward, and let's get some prayer going on. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. All my
voice, God.
I love your voice.
You have led me through the fire.
In darkest nights,
you are close like no other.
And I've known you as a father.
Stand in the fight today, and
though the battle rages, we will stand in the fight. stay, God. For in the hour of our darkest day, we will not tremble, God. We will not tremble, and we won't be afraid. Our hope is rising like the light of God.
Yes, God.
Will not.